Blog Talk Radio.
Now some others who felt we go in the south, leave the south.
is telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in calm turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze.
All right, welcome. We're listening to Experiencing Spiritual Unity with Dr. Benjamin Bridges. Let's give him a hand if he comes to the mic.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Dr. Winborn, for inviting me on my show here. And I want to say that I'm really feeling great about the fact that things are in motion and we're trying to see what we can do to really get some things going here. And I just want to thank, I don't know how many people are on so far, but I know, you know, being that we changed the time today, that we may have a few less people than we did last time. But last time we had quite a few people on, and this time we may not have as many. But the bottom line is that, you know, as it was said in the Bible, if two or three are touching and agreeing in my name, I shall be there in the midst to bless. So basically, it's not always that you got to have a few thousand or a few hundred people to be in focus on what you're trying to do. But even if you just have two or three folks that are on that higher spiritual level where you could actually focus on what you're wanting to manifest and make happen, it can really happen. So all I can say at this point is I'm glad we had an opportunity, even though we came on a little late, to actually make some things happen. And let's look into that now and get started on seeing it as something that can really come about. And again, the thing that we're looking at right now to start off with is in us coming together in spiritual unity, some great blessings can come through for ourselves and our community. And the thing about it is that we have to start to realize that, you know, spirituality in God is no joke. Spirituality in God is truly a blessing, but we just have to take advantage of that opportunity by us actually really realizing that this can be a great opportunity, this can be a great blessing for us as individuals, this can be a great blessing for our community as well. But if we don't see it, then it's going to be hard to achieve it. And that's the thing. We have to believe it, and we have to see it, and then we can really start to manifest it and make some great things come out of it. And my whole thing is that in looking at some of the things that we've been able to deal with, not only, you know, just in the recent times, but also in the past, one of the things that, you know, really have been a very great, you know, opportunity was knowing that when God reaches out to bless you and has told you that you can utilize this particular way of doing things to achieve spiritual success, then that's a great thing. And when I see us coming together in spiritual unity and we're utilizing the spiritual formula that Jesus had gave, you know, back in 2010, you know, that was a great and wonderful thing. And the beautiful thing about it is Jesus is not a joke. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Lord himself. And he has great ability to do great, awesome, and amazing things. Not only from the past have we seen him resurrect the dead. We've seen him give vision back to the blind, hearing back to the deaf. We've seen him do things for people that were on their verge of getting ready to leave those bodies because they were, you know, so filled with so much pain and suffering with the illnesses that they had. And Jesus came and saved their lives. So these are things that once we realize that with working with Jesus and being able to really acknowledge that he has the power to be able to resurrect not only other people's lives in the past, but resurrect our lives right now in the present, and even resurrect our community and resurrect the world. Because when you look at the fact of when he was crucified, you know, he had a following of thousands of people in Israel. And after he came back 3 days later in a physical body, and you could see that his making that sacrifice of his body at that time, there was going to be a great blessing that was going to come upon him for doing that. And he was going to even have more power to be able to bless not only the children of Israel, but also the entire world. Because right now, hundreds of millions of people around the world that are Christians and that worship Jesus the Christ. And the thing about it was, back at that time when he was alive, he didn't have that many people. But because he made that sacrifice, he was able to really boost a huge, huge amount of people that were able to, in this present time, definitely be followers of his, be worshipers of his. And the beautiful thing about it is the reason why all of this was boosted was because in him making that sacrifice of his life, he came back with God-given power that was even greater than what he had before. And that is a great and wonderful thing. And to know that in working with him, he has the ability to utilize that power to bless us. And that's the thing. When we come together in spiritual unity to really recognize that Jesus and God has the power to do awesome, amazing and supernatural things that can erase a lot of negative things that we're looking at as serious problems. He can actually create a new reality that can bring about great, awesome, and amazing things that can bring joy, love, and happiness in the lives of many people instead of the pain and sorrow that so many of our people deal with at the present time. So what we need to do is to understand that in us coming together in spiritual unity and calling upon the name of Jesus the Christ to assist us and help us so that we can make some of these great and wonderful changes that we would like to see come about, just to know without a shadow of a doubt that it can definitely come about. As they say back in the day, so let it be said, and so let it be done. And that's the thing. All we have to do is let it be said and believe it in our hearts and minds and know that it has already been done. And our victory has been won through Jesus the Christ and the Supreme Lord. We know that this is going to be a wonderful new reality that we're going to be able to manifest through the powerful and amazing ability of Jesus the Christ and the Lord coming into our lives and allowing us to see a new reality that will be manifested and brought about without a doubt. And the other thing that we really need to know, and that's something that, you know, I really wanted to talk about as something that is very important for us as a people. Once we understand that, as Jesus said, the things I do, you can do, and even more, then that's really showing you and telling you that your ability and your identity is not just a physical body of a person, you know, with bones and, you know, blood vessels and things of that sort. But we're talking about a spiritual being that has the ability to awaken to their new reality of knowing that they are sons and daughters of God. And once we know that we are sons and daughters of God, that's going to change our whole reality of what we can do and what we can be. As long as we see things as, wow, you know, for the last 400 or 500 years we've been, you know, taken advantage of, and this is, you know, a woe is me situation, and oh man, this is really jacked up, our situation. Once we start to see things from another state of mind, and we raise our consciousness to higher heights in God and Christ, and know for a fact that we have the ability to really, really bring about some positive change through the harmonious ability of coming into oneness with Jesus the Christ, that's when we're going to see new opportunities coming our way, and our ability to tap into our God-given power. And with our God-given power, we will be able to really start to create a brand new day and really start to make our way. And that's the thing, because when you consider yourself as a limited human being that has been taken advantage of, and you put that to the side, and then you start to see yourself as a God-realized son or daughter of God who has become a true son of God, a true daughter of God that has the God-given ability to make some awesome and amazing changes in your life, then your life will totally change. And there's no question about it. We have the ability to make some great, awesome, and amazing things happen in our lives. But the only problem is we've been told that we are those limited people that have been just set up to be taken advantage of, and we just have to accept the fact that we're limited and we're going to be taken advantage of not only now, but even in the future. And all I can say to you is that that's a lie. We do not have to accept the fact that we're limited people, and we do not have to accept any fact that we're going to be taken advantage of in the future. What we can accept is that we are sons and daughters of God that have the ability to make awesome and amazing changes in our lives. And as we make those changes in our lives, and as we bring about a new, clear understanding of our true identity, then we will be able to manifest awesome and amazing things in our lives and get rid of all the negativity of the past, for it shall no longer be able to last. We'll be able to bring about positive change that will save the lives of our children and our adults. We'll be able to really see a new reality, a new world filled with joy, happiness, God's divine love, mercy, and grace, being able to not only be a blessing to our people, but the entire human race. And as we start to see no more murdering on planet Earth, no more raping, no more wanting to enslave and take advantage of one another, no more racism, no more, you know, just the desire to really be, you know, just conquerors of one another and killers of one another and just taking advantage of one another, that is not the true reason of what this world should be all about. Through God's grace, love, and mercy, and Jesus Christ as well, a new reality can be made that can make everything look totally wonderful and swell. But the bottom line is, in order for that to come about, we have to play our part and participate and playing our part to really initiate a brand new start. But first, as I said before, we must raise our consciousness to higher heights in God and Christ and let go of all the negative woe is me stories of the past and start to see us as victorious sons and daughters of God, where all that negativity in the world can no longer last. And that is very important for us to see, because as we see it and believe it and accept it as our new reality, our new way of life, then this will not be a sad situation for the future, but one in which we can truly see an awesome and amazing new reality. So that was another thing that I wanted to mention, because in us really coming to a clear understanding of our true identity and knowing that we are true sons and daughters of God, and Jesus had said it, Lord Jehovah has said it, and it's been said a number of times by others as well, but the only thing is it's been overlooked, and I understand why, because even with the six disciples out of the 12 disciples of Jesus the Christ, you know, the lost books of the Bible, those six disciples spoke about the fact that we are all sons and daughters of God. And all we have to do is truly come into oneness with God and Christ. And as we come into that oneness, our God-given power can be, you know, open for us to tap into, to utilize. And this is where a new reality and a new world can truly come about. So once we start to see that we have this ability, then the thing is to focus our time, our minds, our hearts, our energy into utilizing our God-given power to really start to see a new reality for you and me. And once we start to see it and believe it and tap into what we have already been blessed with, then we can start to see things come about and the negativity no longer lasts, but totally be erased and totally be replaced by the divine love of God and the divine love of Jesus the Christ as he starts to allow us to be a part of our new reality. So being that that's the case, all I can say at this point is, you know, another very important piece that we just need to really start to bring about is that we need to eliminate in the poverty, you know, that has been keeping our people down and people around the world. Because literally, yes, we may have two or three meals or one meal a day, but unfortunately, there are people right now on planet Earth that are literally starving to death. Literally starving to death. And their main problem that they have each and every day is, I hope I can have a meal today. I hope I can get something to eat for me and my family. I mean, this is something that is really just ridiculous that, you know, I'm standing here and I don't even know if I'm going to be able to eat anything today. And for some people, that is a unfortunate situation that they face, and all of these negative situations can be totally erased. We do not need to have that as something that is a problem for us to deal with, not only here in this country, but also around the world. We do not need to have people starving to death. We do not need to have poverty bringing pain and sorrow amongst people and causing their lives to be down and out. These are things that we need to totally erase so that we can bring about a true blessing for the human race. And these are some things that we're going to vibe on in our meditation and our prayer. But we need to start to see that this is not a joke, but this is a new reality that will come about without a doubt. So all I can say at this point is one thing for sure. When we start to realize that we have the ability to manifest a new reality, a new world filled with good health, good wealth, an opportunity for us to see that we can create a new reality. an opportunity for us to be able to make things truly come about without a doubt. And if we stay stuck in thinking that none of this can truly be, and that Jesus and the Lord were just clowning around when they said that we were sons and daughters of God, that's not true at all. When they say that you have the ability to do what they can do, when they say that you are made in the likeness and image of God, how can you be made in a likeness of God and you're a limited person with no power, no ability to do hardly anything? How can you be made in likeness of God? How can you be made in the image of God and just be a limited person that can hardly do anything? All of that is a lie that this society has made a imagery of. But the true reality of it is that we are empowered. We are able to do spiritual things, mental, physical things through the ability of the spiritual power of God that has been given to us. And once we come into oneness with God, once we come into knowing that we are awakening to a new reality that can allow us to be true, true folks that have the ability to see what we can truly be. Not be told any more lies of being just a physical person in a physical body and, you know, you are very limited and just accept the fact that you're an impoverished loser and that's how you are. No, you are not that at all. You are a person who has the ability to realize your true identity as a son or a daughter of God that can reawaken to your true identity. And then from there, you can actually tap into your God-given power and make some awesome and amazing things come about. And I know for some people, that's something that doesn't sound like it's true, that that could ever happen for you. But guess what? It can happen. This is something that Jesus spoke about, that Lord Jehovah spoke about, that has been said a number of times. There's even a statement in the Bible that says, "Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God." Like I said, there's many different statements that point you in this direction that I'm talking about, that was said by prophets, that was said by Jesus, that was said by Lord Jehovah. And the thing about it is, you know, all of these statements have been overlooked, have been placed under the rug for us not to see. But now is the time for us to reawaken to our true identity. And I know it's hard for some of us to say, "What? Are you kidding? Jesus said the things I do, you can do and more? Are you kidding?" He probably, you know, was drunk that day or he was on drugs that day. No. He was speaking the God's honest truth. But you have to let go of the satanic lies of Satan and listen to the God's given truth that is being told so that you can awaken to your true identity and be made spiritually whole in God. You are a true son, a true daughter of God that has awesome and amazing power. But you have to believe it in order to receive it. You have to be willing to serve God and the family of humanity. You cannot get this power and utilize it to to run off and do all kind of crazy and negative things, to have the power to disappear and reappear when police officers come to you because they see you selling drugs, and you have the spiritual power to manifest drugs in your hands so you can hand them out to people. And no, God is not going to give you the power to do crazy and negative things with his spiritual power. He's only going to allow you to tap into that power when you are willing to serve God, to serve Christ, and to serve the family of humanity, and to not be a selfish and twisted person that wants to utilize that power to do a ton of negative things. You will only be able to get that by you being willing to surrender your heart, your mind, your spirit to wanting to serve God and to truly, truly be a true servant of God and a servant of Christ, to be a blessing to the lives of others. That's right. Not just for your own ability, but to be a blessing to the lives of others. And once we start to really reach out and see what we can do to be a blessing to the lives of others, that's when great, awesome, and amazing things will truly come about for us. You know? Because this is something that we really need to do. We need to awaken to our true identity, and then we can really make tons of fabulous and amazing and spectacular changes come about. But the question is, can you believe it? Can you open your heart and mind in full faith in God and Christ, so you can receive it? And that answer is, yes, you can. And all you have to do is open your mind and heart to receive a brand new start. You can make it happen for you, but you have to see your new reality. You have to awaken to the fact that you have the ability to be all you can be in God. Be still and know that I am God. That's a very powerful statement in the Bible that's trying to awaken us to know that we are true sons and daughters of God. Be still and know that I am God. Wonderful and powerful statement. So these are things that we can do. These are things that we can truly awaken to. And once we start to really focus on our ability to be able to awaken to our true identity, we're going to see a new reality come about, without a doubt. We're going to awaken to know for a fact that our time is here, and we can definitely start to see a new reality. We do not have to be stuck in the problems of the past, and all we have to do to start to bring about some positive things at last. And that can really come about, no question about it, but we have to be willing to accept the fact that we are not limited human beings that can do but so little. And I know we've been brainwashed into believing that. And I know that we've been told that that is the truth, you know, and we have to start to accept that as the way things are. But what I'm telling you now is that that is not the truth. That is a lie of Satan wanting you to stay in the lane of poverty, stay in the lane of your inability, and stay in the lane of seeing yourself down and out. But you don't have to see that. You don't have to see that at all. You don't have to accept that as your reality. You are set free once you identify with your new reality, your true ID. Once you start to see your true identity, once you start to believe that this is true, then awesome and amazing things will start happening for you through Christ and through God. You will be set free from all that former negativity. And it's no question about whether we can raise our consciousness to higher heights and deeper depths in God. There's no question whether we can truly be true sons and daughters of God. This is something that can truly come about. But you must believe it beyond a shadow of a doubt. All fear and doubt must be cleansed from our minds. And we must know that all the negativity of the past can no longer last. And now it will be totally erased and replaced by the true, awesome and amazing power of God in Christ. And I am so thankful that we have this opportunity to be able to see our new reality. It has been swept under the rug for many years. We weren't supposed to know, and we weren't supposed to allow for it to happen, that we could awaken to our new and true identity. But now that we are awakening, those that have an open heart and mind, because many times, unfortunately, there are those who's been brainwashed by the lies of Satan, and when they hear the truth, it just goes in one ear and comes out another. But for those that can go into really seeing that this is truly who we are, this is truly our ability to make things happen at a whole nother depth and level of understanding what we are capable of doing, what we are capable of achieving. And once we really, really do believe within the awesome and amazing spiritual words of truth that Lord Jehovah and Yahshua or Jesus the Christ spoke about in the past, neither one of them were joking with us. They were telling us the truth of who we are. All we have to do is to see and believe and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that our new reality and spiritual power will come about. There's no questioning about it. Once we start to open our hearts and minds to the truth of God in Christ, we will be able to see awesome and amazing things coming to you and me. We will be able to achieve great and wonderful things for ourselves and for our people. we will be able to have awesome and amazing things come about. And all of this can happen through us realizing that God's spoken word is very real. And as I said before, so let it be said, and so let it be done. And all of that power and ability shall be victoriously won and given to you, so that you can start to utilize it to do positive things, to help the lives of others, to be a servant of God in Christ that will literally serve God in Christ, that will reach out and be a blessing to those who are willing to accept the fact that being a human limited person is nothing but something that's whack. It's not true. It's not what you are at all. You can reawaken from the negativity of the past and start to live a new reality that will set you free and allow you to be a true son and daughter of God. And with that being said, I really would like to all of us to know that this is something that we need to do to open our minds and hearts to our true reality. And once we do, our lives will change. Our future will be filled not with sorrow and pain, but joy and happiness. What we need to do is start to see a new reality coming through. But in order for it to be, we must see it, believe it, so that we can receive it. We must know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is truly going to come about. Our victory has been won. And now we can truly bring about some positive change to our community, because we have come together in spiritual unity. And as we come together in spiritual unity and utilize the spiritual power of God in Christ, we will be able to see great and wonderful things manifesting in our lives. And again, with that being said, all I can say right now is that I'm very glad to see that this is our reawakening time for our new reality. I am really glad to see that this opportunity will truly set us free from all the former negativity. I am really glad to see that once we are open to raising our consciousness to higher heights in God and Christ, to know for a fact that we are truly spiritual, God-realized sons and daughters of God that are here to serve God in the family of humanity and the human race. And as we reach out to be a blessing to others, God and Christ in the universe will reach out to be a blessing to us. And that is an ancient law of the universe that has been said long ago. When you reach out to help and to be a blessing to others, God and Christ and the universe will be a blessing, will reach out to be a blessing to you. And that's it. They will reach out to bless you as well. So being a person that is looking to really be a blessing to the lives of others, don't think like, oh, man, I'm doing all this work and helping other people, but how am I benefiting from this? Once you reach out to bless other people, you will be a blessing. And you will receive a blessing from God and Christ and the universe and the Holy Spirit. They will come your way and bless you for being a blessing to the lives of others. So do not think that reaching out to help other people is such a foolish thing to do when you really need to just focus on you. That is not true. When you start to focus on really being a blessing and saving the lives of others and helping to transform and to reprogram the minds of those who are stuck in mental feeling and thinking of poverty, poverty consciousness, the feelings of being down and out and really can't see any kind of reality to ever coming out. For all of those people that are stuck in that mold, God in Christ is here to set you free, to start a new reality. But you have to believe it. You have to be willing to change your mind from the gutter of poverty consciousness and believing all the lies that were told to you, that you have to stay in the lane of poverty and limitation, because that's who you are, a limited piece of person with limitation. And that's not true. At this time, as you are starting to awaken to your new reality, you will be set free to be able to receive a blessing from God. And as you reach out to bless the lives of others, God in Christ and the universe and the Holy Spirit will reach out to be a blessing to you. Don't think that reaching out to help others is the wrong thing to do. It is the thing that will bless you. No question. You will receive awesome and amazing blessings in your life for reaching out to bless the lives of others. You will be able to be set free from negative things that were holding you back in the past. And now, you will be able to see God's great new reality for you at last. Your new reality will be here, and you will sincerely be able to see great, awesome, and amazing things come your way so you can live in a bright, sunshiny, successful new day. For truly right now, by opening your mind and heart to really see your new identity, that will allow you to reach the mountaintop of success where you will truly be blessed to achieve your very best. So just know for a fact that you accepting your new reality as a son or daughter of God is something that is truly a blessing for you. You reaching out to bless the lives of others is truly a blessing for you. You releasing all the lies and negative feelings and thinkings and letting go of all the negative things that happened to you in the past. No longer hold on to any of that negativity, but see right now in the omnipotent power of the present moment, see yourself being totally empowered, being totally blessed, and know for a fact that you are now truly blessed to see your new reality, to be a God-realized true son and daughter of God, who is here to serve God, who is here to serve Christ, who is here to serve the family of humanity and the human race, to bring about a new reality for all those in the human race. A time for joy, love, and happiness, harmony, and people no longer willing to kill and destroy and to hate each other and hurt each other, but to reach out and help one another, to reach out and uplift each other, to reach out and be a blessing to one another. That is who we truly are, and that is who we will start to see God's awesome and amazing blessings coming to you and me for reaching out to be a blessing to the lives of others. Yes, indeed. Getting rid of the feeling of you only want to look out for yourself and forget about everyone else. That is something, again, that is a lie of Satan wanting you to just be selfish and have no heart filled with love or mercy to help the lives of others, but only want to worry about one person, and that's taking care of you, and that's it. But once you can raise your consciousness to higher heights in God, in Christ, and you are willing to serve and help and reach out to be a blessing to the lives of others, then God and Christ will be reaching out to be a blessing for you. And this is something that can truly happen. There's no question about whether it might come about. It is truly something that can really, really, really be a blessing for those who you are helping and for the fact that God is going to reach out and help you as well. There's no question about it. Your time has come to reach the mountaintop of success where you will be able to achieve your very, very best. Your time has truly come for you to reach the mountaintop of success where you can truly achieve your very, very best. So at this time, being that we do have a few folks online with us, what I would like us to do is to be able to see if we can have a few people come on board with you and me, and we'll be able to hear what some folks have to say in regards to coming together in spiritual unity, what that is all about. So let's see what we can do right now in making that something that we All right, so right now, what I'm looking at is a number that says 914. Oh, you want to do it? Huh? The next number? Oh, okay. That's 617-438-7084. That number there, we're going to see. Do you know who that is?
Yes. Can you hear me, Dr. Ben?
Oh, okay. There you go, my brother. So how you doing there?
I'm doing great, brother. I just wanted to just share with you just how I'm excited about what you shared tonight. I really believe that you really helped us to get in contact with the true spiritual power that you want us to have, you know, getting us to understand that we've got to really get in touch with Christ. And that's where the true spiritual power is, and that's where reality starts. And just to realize that because of Christ's power that we can do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine. And because of that power, it helps us to overcome the challenges that befall us in this life. And that we can be different. We can have a new reality. And that we can enjoy the greater things of life as long as we are reawakened to the greatness that exists in all of us. I really believe the way you were sharing that at the end, and I wrote down on my notes here just the whole concept of a mountaintop of success. And that truly awaits every one of us who allows ourselves to get in touch with Christ and God's power, and that we all can possess that mountaintop of success. So thank you for bringing those points out, and it really touched my heart.
Well, thank you, my brother, for sharing that positive feedback. Because the reality, like you say, is that all we have to do is really start to accept it and open our hearts and minds to knowing that these are things that can really be a part of us awakening to our true reality. And it takes time for some of us because the brainwashing has been there since we were children, and now we're adults, so that's been a long time. But the bottom line is we can still change our mind. And once we start to really change our mind to see things from that positive viewpoint of what Christ and Lord Jehovah has been trying to tell us, then basically we'll be able to start to live in our new reality and bring about a positive and wonderful new reality, not only for ourselves, but for our community as well. So, yes, indeed, my brother, I do appreciate you coming on board and, you know, sharing that with us. And one thing I will say is that I know we're definitely on our way to a brighter day. We just need to start to see it and believe it and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that all of this will truly come about. Yes, indeed. And did you have anything else you wanted to say, or you're pretty much done for right now?
You know, I could say a lot of other things, Dr. Ben, but I believe that one of the major ways I really believe that we can experience that mountaintop of success is realizing that Christ's power pervades all of our lives. And, of course, I'm a minister, and I approach God's word. And I'm also a Harvard Economics degree holder. So I also know how important it is for us to have the right economics and the right finances as well so that we can, I like what you said earlier, be still and know that there's a God. And you know that God is in control of every area of our lives. And, of course, one of my areas of expertise that I really am really big on is in cryptocurrency, how I really believe that God has given us an opportunity to really understand that. And when we do, we can use the wealth that's given there to bring about that peace of mind. Because I really believe that so many of the things that we fight against in this world sadly come because we have a lack of funds. And I really believe when we have the proper funding that we can be able to, I know for myself, I really want to help out as you as well, want to help out our teams discover their great and to have the money for them to be discover the greatness, to be able to have them to be in recreational centers and to be in computer programming centers and to be in a structured environment where they really can grow their minds and grow their spirits and grow their understanding about life. And I really believe that when we all those things are working together, it provides an incredible opportunity for our youth today. And I'm just excited about your program, excited about what you're doing. And I'm going to hold you up for your award that you achieved because of your ability to share God's truth and to help prevent violence in our streets. So thank you.
Yes, indeed, my brother, and thank you. And, yeah, matter of fact, that was something that came about not too long ago, you know. We did actually receive awards again, and all I could say is I was very thankful for receiving them. You know, for the folks that I spoke to, they were, you know, saying, hey, you know, we see that you got back involved in this to help to save the lives of kids and everything, and we're really glad to see that. Keep up the good work, and here's some awards, you know, to let you know that, you know, you guys are doing the right thing. So all I can say is that, you know, these are things that, you know, we can definitely do because I know we've already seen the victoriousness of this in the past. So when Jesus comes to you and tells you, here, I'm handing you an opportunity to actually bring about some positive change for you and your community, you can save the lives of your kids, you can end these gang wars, you can stop their negative thinking of wanting to kill each other, I can eliminate all of that and can bring about some positive change for you and some positive things that can occur. But the bottom line is, you know, you just have to believe that this can come about. And when that came through one of our students that she shared, you know, that Jesus gave her this information, like I said at the time, because I was basically just with the meditation, I was focused on helping to improve their grades, and we got awards for that because there was a number of kids that, you know, were in that F mode, and they were in that D mode way down at the bottom of the grade level, and they were able to improve their grades and get on the A and B honor roll, which was good, you know. So that was one of the things I was focused on, and also to see if they could find peace of mind by, you know, getting away from a lot of the problems and the negative things that were affecting them, you know, so once they could really refocus their minds in a positive, you know, viewpoint instead of just seeing all these negative things. And like I said earlier, singing that song, woe is me, how did I get caught up in all this negativity? And if you keep saying that over and over again, you're just going to draw more and more negativity to you. But once you start to see yourself as a winner, not a loser, and once you can start to see yourself in that positive, you know, state of mind, then you can start to really see some positive things come your way. And I was really glad to see that, you know, that was something that was not even on my list of things that we wanted to do. And the ability to take the negative thoughts of those that want to kill each other and take those thoughts and totally eliminate them from people that were holding on to that. And I was like, what? We can do that? I was like, you got to be kidding me. Really? I said, wow, that sounds amazing. I said, I'm looking forward to seeing what we could do with this, because if this could really work, we'll be able to save a lot of kids' lives, you know? And sure enough, you know, when we put that out there, you know, the results that came back were amazing. And like I said, we ended up getting awards from mayors, you know, congressmen, senators. We ended up getting awards from county legislators, superintendents of schools, principals of schools. And it was just a great and wonderful thing. And I again, am not trying to say that, yeah, you know, I'm big and bad, and I'm the one that was doing all of this. No, if Jesus didn't mention none of this, I would have never even thought of none of this even being able to occur. It was his great love, grace, and mercy that allowed us to receive this. And all I can say once again is thank you, Jesus, for your divine love, grace, and mercy in allowing us to even receive the way that you had said we can do this and get some good results. And we did get good results. So I thank you very, very, very much for your divine love, grace, and mercy. So now, I just wanted to say that, you know, I would really like to see if this can be something that we can start to, focus on, you know, because we're going to get ready to go into the meditation there, and we could deal with, huh? Oh, well, one thing that I didn't, you know, think of, which we're going to need to do right now, and that is to deal with the commercial before we do the meditation and the prayer. And again, I do thank you all for coming on, because we did have a technical problem where the time was changed. And unfortunately, when you do change the time and it's an hour late or something like that, unfortunately, quite a few people don't come on board like they could have and should have. So, you know, we don't have as many people as we did on our last run, because we had quite a few people on last time. But there was no change in the time or anything like that for that one. But being that there was change on this one, it caused us to have less people. But one of the things that was said in the Bible, once again, when two or even just three people are brought together, touching and agreeing in my name, I shall be there in the midst to bless. So all I can say on that note is, even though we may not have, you know, a million people or a thousand people on with us to focus on doing the prayer and the meditation at this time, that's all right. The bottom line is, with those that we do have, we can start to move forward with that. But anyway, right now what we're going to do is go into the commercial and talk about the different things that our people would like to offer, you know, to help each other out. And without a doubt, that's what we're going to deal with right now. So thank you all once again, and the commercials are on their way.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Lay. I'm on payment with NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Fiend, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? It's your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Checking Traps.
This your piece, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
Your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Miles.
Yo, what's good? It's the Vid Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hampton.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooney.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye-bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy, Jay Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You dig?
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Charlie.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled SAG Pants Equals a SAG Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2D, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call. Join in the conversation hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time, Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time, call into 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office, 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11 at gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is SoSeductiveLive.com. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. SoSeductiveLive has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiana Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I believe in fashion, so SoSeductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour bookings, and more. The Green Dragon record-breaking blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. How to make connections with other business owners. And how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success. And experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722. We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
And I always tell the story about my daughter bought her first car. Was a lemon. She didn't call me. She didn't ask me for my advice. Anyway, she buys the car. The car's a lemon. The guy gives another lemon, gives her two lemons in one time. He gave her so many lemons, she could make lemonade. And then, she had to go get another car, something newer, lower miles, found something very nice with low miles, 7,000 miles, 1 year old, at a good price. And so we went for that car. Lo and behold, the bank is supposed to submerge the balance from the old loan into the new loan and then give her a one payment. Well, nevertheless, went through the whole process, got all the paperwork done, got the approval from the bank, signed the contracts, got the insurance transfer, got everything done, got the tags and the DMV stuff done, and they told her, no, they cannot submit the previous loan into the current loan, and she was stuck with two loans. Well, this was devastating to her, to me, and everything, because she could not afford to pay $800-something a month for two cars, impossible, with a brand-new baby and a husband that's not, you know, he's working, but not making a whole lot of money. So anyway, long story short, I joined her into Legal Shield for $24.95 a month. They take care of concurrent problems, existing problem that you have now. They will take care of it for you for the same $24.95 a month. And so my daughter went on, and we joined her up. We got the attorney. The attorney sent a letter, only a letter, to the bank and to the dealership, and my daughter got her money back. She got compensated for damages, and she got one car payment. for $24.95. If I would have went to a general attorney office, he would have charged me anywhere from $300 to $1,000 for consultation, and he could have taken my case or he could deny my case, but still he has my $1,000. Okay? So Prepay Legal, tremendous opportunity. They will write a will for you for free. They will evaluate contracts for free. They will go down to any courthouse to represent you for any kind of motor vehicle violation, moving violations, anything you want. I had got a ticket in South Carolina, and I did not want to go back to South Carolina, living in Connecticut, to resolve the issue of the ticket. I called Prepay Legal. They sent a lawyer in South Carolina to the court, resolve my issue. I paid nothing, and I didn't have to go back there, and only for $24.95. You can't beat it. If you feel that you do not have $24.95 a month, you can join the sales department at Prepay Legal. Become an agent and sell Prepay Legal, and you can make a lot of money. A lot of money. For $24.95, your commissions come out to hundreds of dollars in advance. They pay you in advance. So if you're interested in being legally protected, having legal insurance, being covered by the big, and another thing, they use all the attorneys in all 50 states, and they use only the major law firms in your state. You can, when you hear the law firm's name, you can call and check the law firms out. They're the number one in their state. You get open house. You get to go meet the attorneys, meet the assistants, meet the paralegals, meet the legal secretaries, get to know them. They know you, Joe, Tom, know you by your first name. And it's good to have a lawyer that you can call by his first name, and you can call him 24 hours and 7 days a week. That's another thing. Prepay Legal don't sleep. They work for you 24 hours and 7 days a week. If you got a problem 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and you in West Babylon, they will assist you. They will find a lawyer right there and assist you 3 o'clock in the morning. It is good to have. As a black person, which we are being abused by the police department's abusive behavior, stopping us and doing things to us, violating our human civil and even our God-given rights, all right? You need Prepay Legal, people. If you want to know more about it, you can call me, 914-363-9007, 914-363-9007. You can go to the website, RobinsonR, 38, dot, wearelegalshield.com. RobinsonR38 dot we are w e a r e shield s h I e l d dot com and check out all the services, all the opportunities, everything Legal Shield have to offer. Go look at the associates page and see what associates get paid to just tell people for something that they need. Something that they really need. I don't know, nobody don't need you. You driving down the street, you get in a car accident. You can call a Prepay Legal attorney to assist you, give you information. You get a contract for whatever. You get a contract to do a deal. You get a contract because you're in the music industry. You get a contract because you're a general contractor, construction contract. Prepay Legal will look over the contract for you, tell you your rights, and the pros and the cons of the contract, and assist you in making sure that you understand your rights in the contract, and information that needs to be changed in the contract could be changed. They do everything, all types of law, family, criminal, immigration, okay, civil law, okay, all aspects of law, all right? So you're covered. It's a peace of mind. It's like life insurance. It's like car insurance. You have a peace of mind. Plus, those who own businesses, you can join your business. I joined my business, and all of my staff people are on my account. if they do so, if one of my clients wants to sue one of my employees, my staff people, my associates, we have prepaid legal to protect them. So your business can be protected. Small mom and pop shops. Somebody fall in front of your shop during the snowy time, ice in front. You don't know what to do. You have prepaid legal. $24.95 a month. It's a peace of mind. Let me tell you, it's a peace of mind. We also want to remind you, do not forget, sir, ma'am, young boy, young girl, to go to Positive, POSITIVE, Change, CHANGE, P like Peter, C like Cat, .com, Positive Change, PC, .com, POSITIVE, Change, CHANGE, P like Peter, C like Cat, .com. This is where you're going to learn about solar energy. This is where you're going to understand the pros and the cons of economic development, urban renewal right now in 2021. This is where you're going to learn about how we can economically develop our communities with money that's coming through the government for urban renewal, economic development. This is where you're going to learn about blacks and solar. This is where you're going to learn about solar energy, clean energy, electric energy, all this stuff that's coming down. The government is doing a whole renewal on energy. They're doing a whole economic development, $2.3 trillion going over a period of time to the economic development of this energy. They're going to go into communities. They're going to put money in infrastructure, redesigning communities, repaving parks, and repairing the swings and putting up the little dirt, a place where kids can play in the dirt like they do when I was a kid. And they're going to renew the community with this money. And then they're going to implant the solar energy system into all buildings and all structures. This is where we're going in the future of America. The next 10 years is going to be an economic development program going all over. They're going to go to universities and colleges. They're going to tell kids, 2-year, 4-year, 6-year degrees, undergraduate, postgraduate, get a degree in solar energy. Learn the technology, become an engineer, become a designer, become a manager, a supervisor in this industry, and we're going to pay for your whole 6 years of schooling. Free tuition, no bills at the end of your schooling. 2-year, 4-year, 6-year. Something as great is happening. But is the black community going to wake up and get a part of this? You can go ahead and go to sleep. The white community is eating it up like pork rinds in a pig pen. Okay? So you got to get involved. We have to get involved. We as a people have been neglected over a period of years. This is 30 years in the development, economic development, redesigning and scientific studies on solar energy. This is 30 years in, and the black community haven't got zero, nothing. The black farmers, when the subsidies came up for the economic development and the solar energy, solar farms, they got nothing because we don't talk up. Only thing we do is vote for these people, get them in there, and then they get in there and they give us a behind the kiss. This got to stop. Joe Biden promised the black farmers he would put a subsidy aside for them because they didn't get no subsidy to help them. All farmers are suffering. And you know the black farmers are going to suffer worse. They get a cold, we get pneumonia. Okay? We're going to suffer worse than they are. And Biden promised in South Carolina when they brought his campaign back to life and he was able to rejuvenate his campaign and was able to achieve the presidency after 50 years of trying, finally he got to the black folks and we helped him and we got him in there. Now we're going to allow him to neglect our black farms, who wants to give us organic fruits and vegetables at a low price. The farmers know that the inner cities up north have food deserts where there's nothing but sugar and prefabricated food, which conjures up intoxication and all kinds of chemicals. That's what our kids are getting. That's why they're acting out. Dr. Ben is praying for them. that they, Dr. Bennett's praying and meditating that the kids get their head together and act like they got some sense. But if they all mess up with chemicals and foods and stuff like that, it's going to be very difficult. So we want you, sir, you, ma'am, to understand what I'm saying. We want you to go to the Positive Change PC. We want you to go ahead and we want you to get involved, It's very important. We want you to go to the reparations program. My project, P-O-R-J-E-C-T, NEO, N-E-O, dot org, O-R-G, my project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, NEO, N-E-O, dot O-R-G, my project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, NEO, dot O-R-G. Go there, join a reparations program. That this is economic development back into the black community. This is money that your family can get, your grandchildren, your children, and everybody else, and on down the line. You can have money, 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 money. You can build wealth in your family. No more debt, but wealth in the black family. We don't need no debt. We need wealth, and this is an opportunity to do it. And once you join up and sign the Black Shark Tank, which is powered by the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, which is a bunch of black businesses that are successful and now they're looking to invest in the smaller community mom-and-pop shops, small businesses that will give jobs back to our community. If we're going to accumulate jobs and we're going to get the community rejuvenated economically, we're going to have to do it ourselves, and this is an opportunity to get it done. So we want you, ma'am, you, sir, to go to my, N-Y, project, P-R-O-J-C-T, NEO, N-E-O, dot O-R-G, sign up, go get yourself into the reparations program, and then go sign up for the Black Shark Tank application to get a loan from $50,000 to $250,000, a liberal loan. We're going to ask you all the general questions that you get from conventional loans, your credit, your history, sell your finances. We're not going to ask you that. We're going to look at your business. The business looks good, like it's got good positive opportunities for our people, and we're going to invest in you. From $50,000 to $250,000. If you want more information about all these things, my name is Ron, R-O-N, Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. My number is 914-363-9007. You want to email me, revron11@gmail.com, revron11@gmail.com. Like Reverend Run, I'm Rev Ron, Rev Ron, R-E-V-R-O-N, 11@gmail.com. Brothers and sisters, we're not going to, God said, you make one step, he'll make two. We got to make a step so God can assist us. Thank you so much. Back to Dr. Ben Yaman Bridges.
Yes, indeed, and thank you for sharing that information, my brother. And all I can say at this time is that this is a time period where we're getting ready to actually do a prayer and meditation and focus on some of the things that we have discussed this evening in regards to putting our positive and powerful energy out into the universe and seeing the minds and hearts of people actually change to improve their lives and to end the murdering and negative things that have been going on in our community for years. We can change it, and there's no question about it. We just need to believe it, and we'll be able to achieve it. But anyway, right now we're going to start off with a prayer with our good brother, Reverend Ron, and he will be able to conduct that, and afterwards we'll go right into the meditation.
We will come into a prayer right now. That means all hearts and bodies, minds and souls are focusing on the spirituality of the Creator. We're focusing on our numbness to all other things. We are focusing on what we need to do right now. We're in a special place, a quiet place, where we can concentrate on just meditating, just praying and meditation and spiritual connection to the Creator. Father, we thank you for this time that we come on together unto thee, O Father. We thank you, Lord, for all that are here. We ask you, Lord, to touch any man, woman, boy, and girl in need right now, Father. Somebody's addicted to alcohol. Somebody's a drug addict, Lord. Somebody's homeless. Somebody's hungry. Some child is motherless, fatherless. Oh, Father, we ask you that we become the men and women that you want us to be, and that these prayer sessions with Dr. Binyamin make us a great force of spirituality. We ask these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And amen. Thank you, my brother, for a powerful prayer. And now we're going to move onward to get ready to go into the meditation. But before we get started with that, what we're going to do is three deep breaths, which help to allow us to raise our consciousness to higher heights. And then from there, what we're going to do is go right into the meditation, and then we'll start to visualize and see the new reality that we're going to start to bring about without a doubt. So let's get started with that. So right now, what I would like us to do is find a comfortable sitting position where we can sit down in a space, whether it's in our apartment, our house, or some other sitting arrangement. But the bottom line is you want to be in a spot where you will not be distracted by, you know, somebody tapping you on your shoulder every 5 minutes, or, you know, being in a room where someone has the television on, or, you know, the radio playing, and, you know, it's very difficult to focus on what's being said, and then you're going to have all those distractions around you. So try to find a nice place where you could be undistracted, where you could really just sit and be able to focus on what we're about to do, and then we can really start to get things done and move on to a brighter day and truly make our way. So let's get ready to do that right now. Starting off with this, what I would also like you to do is close your eyes, because many times people, you know, they say, that's right, oh, I forgot, I'm supposed to be meditating, and I forgot to close my eyes. But it's a good thing when you can close your eyes and start to see things from a brand new reality, from dealing with it from there. Because once we start to close our eyes, we start to go within. And who dwells within us? God and Christ is there waiting for us so that we can make the connection and start to activate our God-given power. So let us close our eyes and start taking our journey within, and then we can start to make things truly begin. Okay, so right now we're going to start off with the first deep breath. Breathe in deep. All peace, calm, and total relaxation. Breathe out all stress, anxiety, and tension. Let it totally go. Let it go. Let it go. Great. Next breath. Breathe in deep. The true vision of our true identity. That we are not limited beings, but that we are truly sons and daughters of God that have awesome and amazing power that God has granted us, that he has given to us. All we need to do is within our hearts and minds be willing to serve God and serve Christ and serve the family of humanity. That's right. As we reach out to be a blessing to the lives of others, God and Christ and the universe and the Holy Spirit will reach out to bless us. So let us keep in mind that this is what we need to do, because in order to activate your God-given power, you have to be utilizing that power in oneness with God, and willing to serve God, and being willing to serve the family of humanity. And as we inhale that knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, let us exhale the lies that have been told to us, that we are limited human beings, that we cannot achieve this or that because we're incapable and all the rest of that, that jive and lies that have been told to us for many years since we were children and even up to the time now when we've been adults. But all we have to do is release it and no longer believe it, but know that we are replacing those lies with the truth of God and his awesome and amazing power that he is now bestowing upon us so that we can truly be God-given, true sons and daughters of God that can utilize that power to be a blessing to our families, to our community family, and to our world family, so that we can truly come together in spiritual unity and be a blessing to all those in our local and world community. So let it be said, so let it be done. So now, let us move on to our final breath. Breathe in deep. All peace and calm and knowingness of who we truly are. Not only are we true sons and daughters of God, but we all have been blessed to come here to fulfill our mission. And our mission is to bless, to awaken, and to change this planet Earth from being totally negative and filled with pain and sorrow and murders and raping and people starving and so many terrible, insane situations. Even we find not only are people focused on bringing pain and sorrow to others, but they're even willing to commit suicide and destroy themselves. So with all that negativity that we see that's floating through the world today, through the power of Satan, and knowing that they have seized the minds of so many people throughout the world to want to have their hearts filled with hatred and anger and a desire to destroy people verbally, destroy people physically, destroy the lives of others. We want to totally erase all of that insanity and madness from the human race. And know for a surety it can and will be done. And we will create a new reality, a new world filled with joy, love, happiness, good health, and good wealth for everyone. Not just for the one percenters who are blessed to be billions and millionaires and some even trillionaires. But the bottom line is, regardless of how much money they have and how many mansions and cars and how many times they can go on vacation once or twice a week, and some of us can't even go on vacation once a year because the money is so tight. So again, a new reality with good health and good wealth, where you're not stuck in a hospital, even if you have millions of dollars in your bank account, but you're crying out in sorrow and pain because the ailment you have. So no, good health and good wealth for everyone. And having that can bring about true joy and happiness for you and others in the family of humanity, so we can get rid of all of that negative insanity and live on a planet with a new reality, new joy, love, and happiness for everyone. Instead of reaching out to hate and kill and destroy one another, now in a world filled with peace, love, joy, and happiness, and the dominant energy being the divine love of God and Christ, we will now see how things have truly changed. Instead of reaching out to destroy and kill and bring about pain and agony and slavery to the lives of others, we can now see people reaching out to be a blessing to the lives of others, to reach out to help one another, to reach out to uplift one another, to reach out to show that you care for the lives of others, that other people's lives do matter. It doesn't matter whether you're black, white, Asian, whether you're Hispanic. The bottom line is that we are all in oneness with one another, and knowing that as being one human race, not 12 different divisions of, okay, these are all the black people here, these are all the white people here, these are all the, no, we're not looking at all the divisions. We're looking at seeing one group of people who are all in harmony, who are all in respect, who are all reaching out to be a blessing to one another. And that is what creates world peace. Because as long as your mind is stuck in the dungeon, in the gutter of Satan's hatred and anger and wanting to kill one another, world peace cannot exist. But once we totally erase and replace all of that insanity and negativity that the world is stuck in for the moment, we are calling on the omnipotent power of God's total and true and amazing and fantastic and spectacular power to cleanse the minds and hearts of those whose minds are stuck in Satan's thinking patterns. All of that is now totally erased, and God's divine love is now filling their hearts and minds. Jesus the Christ's divine love is filling their minds and their hearts with love of God, love of the human race, respect and caring for one another, no longer hatred or negative feeling, but the desire to reach out to be a blessing to the lives of others. So all of that negativity is totally replaced to bring about a huge, dynamic, and awesome blessing for the human race. Let us see it. Let us accept it, that world peace is now here for us to enjoy, that Jesus and God is now bestowing upon us an opportunity to allow an awesome and amazing new reality to now exist, for our minds and hearts to be risen up in bliss, joy, and happiness, to be able to see our true identity as true God-realized sons and daughters of God who are here to serve God and Christ, to here to serve the family of humanity and the human race, and to no longer allow the negativity of the past to find a place in the minds and hearts of people any longer. A new world, a new reality is now here for us to see and for us to truly accept and for us to be God-realized sons and daughters who will now fulfill our mission here on earth and help to bring about a new reality, a new world, a new state of consciousness, as we all raise our consciousness to higher heights in God and Christ, we will start to see this awesome and amazing and fantastic new reality. And yes, unfortunately, there will be those that will not believe this can come about. But for those whose minds and hearts are open to the truth God has the ability to not only create a universe with millions of planets, suns, moons, and animals, and also human race, alien races on different planets. If God can do all of these awesome and fantastic and amazing things, you don't think he can change the mindset of people that are stuck in negativity to positivity? He truly can, and he truly has. For not only do we see it and believe it, but we also know that it has already been done, and God and our victory has truly been won. So let us see the new reality of planet Earth, where everyone is living in a state of joy and happiness and peace of mind, no longer caught up in the insanity of negativity that has destroyed the lives of so many people and brought so much pain and sorrow here on this planet Earth. But all of that is now totally being erased, and God's new reality is now totally here to replace all the negativity of the past. And we now have an opportunity to see God and Christ's new reality. And I thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness and for your mercy and grace in allowing us to truly replace all the negativity of the past that can no longer last, and to start a new reality for the human race so that world peace can be here to replace all the negativity of the past and allow us to be set free to enjoy a new world filled with love, joy, happiness, and good health and good wealth for everyone, not just a selected few, but for everyone. Let us see it. Let us believe it. Let us know that it has already been done, and God and our victory has been won. So let's vibe on that for a few moments, where you now see not only the youth here in the United States and here in New York totally being set free from the negativity of killing and destroying each other, but also the adults, not only in our community, but also in other communities as well. Whether it be Asian, whether it be white, whether it be Hispanic, it doesn't make a difference. We're looking at one group of people that are in oneness, in harmony, in love, and in respect of one another. And because we respect and are in harmony with one another, we no longer wish to see any harm or negativity come upon one another. We no longer want to project that negativity in the lives of each other, but we want to reach out and be a blessing to one another. We want us all now to see a brand new reality. And God's grace and mercy is here for us to see that his new reality is coming here for us. It is eliminating all that negativity of the past and allowing us to see our brand new reality. And all I can say is right now, let us see good health and good wealth coming into the lives of everyone. And as we see good wealth, where no one is experiencing poverty or lack of funds anymore. Everyone has wealth in their life. No one is experiencing any illnesses anymore, whether it be the COVID, cancer, diabetes. All of that will now be totally erased and replaced with good health, and good wealth will now be our new reality. But we must be able to see it and know that this is what is going to happen. All the insanity and negativity of committing suicide and killing others and all these negative things have been totally erased and replaced, and God's new reality is now what we shall face. Joy, love, and happiness for the human race. Thank you all for coming on the call, and just know for a surety that we are all heading for a brighter day, and our new reality is here for us to see. And all the negativity of the past, once again, will no longer be able to last. But God's new reality of joy, love, and happiness is here for us to see, for us to be a part of his new reality. Peace and blessings to each and every one. Keep your heart and mind open and let it shine like the sun. God bless you all with the divine love of God in Christ. Amen and amen.
We have 571-264. We'd like to say something in a minute. 571-264. Are you there? Okay. Brother Hezekiah Walker says it has to get there. Yes?
Yes, I didn't get to join your program earlier on. I just finished working at 9:30.
Okay. All right, so we're so happy to have you. We'd like to see you next week as well. And God bless you. And good night.
Thank you.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your soul, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better, it will get better.
It's gonna be
better, it will get better.
Cause God.
get better.